Welcome to the Catholic Man Show. We are on the Lord's team, the winning side, so we raise our glass. And this is the show where we promote masculinity in its truest form in such a watered-down secular society. And we welcome you to the Catholic Man Show. I'm Adam Minahan, sitting here with my bud, co-host, friend, I don't know what other adjective to use, David Niles.
Drinking buddy.
Drinking buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Cigar smoking buddy.
Yep.
One time you helped me catch a bird that flew into my house.
Dude, that was awesome.
So, that kind of buddy.
The strategies we tried.
Were very interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. We ended up killing it.
Did we?
Yeah, with a racket.
No, we didn't kill it. We set it free.
No.
It may have died later.
No, it died. It definitely died.
When it left my possession, it was alive.
It died.
That's like catch and release fishing. Dude. Like, listen, that fish may have died of natural causes.
You know the internet video that's like a kid, or no, not a, it's not an internet video, but the kid who is, what movie is it from where the kid is like the dead bird, hippity,
Yeah, that's Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber, Pretty Bird.
I thought it was a quiet bird.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened. Anyway, welcome to the Catholic Man Show. We're on the Lord's
team. What
are
you supposed to do when you get a bird in your house?
Just get it out in any way you
can. Aside from, like, you know, having shotgun holes in your wall.
Well, my strategy was call you.
And I came over with a racket.
Yeah. And
which worked.
Which worked. Because we actually trapped it with two rackets.
Well, you were downstairs, I think.
No, I was right up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Anyway.
Well, it was on the picture frame.
Yes,
and I pinned it
right there.
I pinned it against the wall.
Yeah.
And then had someone bring pliers.
Yeah, and we... Yeah.
Because its beak was sticking through. That way I could grab it and keep it so that, yeah, we could...
Anyway, hey, dude, we have a lot to do today.
It worked.
Yeah, it did work, but...
There's not a bird in here anymore.
That's true. So, if this is your first time listening to the Catholic Man Show, and you caught us on Instagram or Facebook or iTunes, Redbox Media, St. Michael Radio, Christ the King Radio, Lafayette in Louisiana, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Sit back and relax and enjoy the show. We do three things every show. We have a manly beverage, a manly gear, and a manly topic.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the three things we do every show. This show, Dave...
And they're like, always mind-blowing.
They are. At least in our mind, they're mind-blowing.
Yeah, dude.
But this episode, we're going to give away a lot of things. We have a lot of things to give away.
I'm excited. I like giving stuff away.
Dave, we have a really, really busy week this week.
No doubt.
For those of you who don't know, Dave and I are, we own the Catholic radio station here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we have our annual fundraiser coming up this week, actually tomorrow, Friday, called Theology at the Tower. And mm-hmm. So we are going to be going a million miles an hour this week, planning and getting it all ready. But not only do we have that, but we're going to throw something else, you know, on top of all this. We're going to have a live remote, our first live remote.
The next day.
The next day, the following day.
Yeah.
There's a beer festival here in Broken Arrow called Ruts and Guts.
Well, it's really a bike.
Right. It's
a
actually,
bike race.
Yeah, it's actually a bike race.
Bicycle
race. But they bring in the beer festival part to bring more people in to watch it, basically.
Right.
And so,
it's also way more fun to watch with a beer in your hand.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So they bring in...
I'm not confused about it at all.
There's 21 breweries here in Oklahoma. Local breweries, I was told.
I didn't know it was that many.
By Andrew Whitney, he told me. Okay. Who is the owner of Calibri Brewery, Ale Works, which he is the one who gave us this beer that we're going to be trying today.
We were drinking his farmhouse ale.
Yes, his farmhouse ale. But we're actually going to be interviewing him also... on our live remote on Saturday at Ruts and Guts. He'll be there with quite a few other local breweries. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun doing it.
So are you saying we will be drinking in moderation 21 different beers on Saturday?
No, because not all of them will be there.
Okay.
But there will be quite a few. I think there's like 9 right now.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, I think there was 9. So anyway, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. On top of that, Andrew, who, like I said, the owner of Calibri Ale Works, he gave us 2 beer glasses that we're going to give away to you. Here's the first thing that we're giving away to you. There's multiple things this episode. The first one is these Calibri Ale Works beer glasses. I'm going to take a picture of them. We'll post it on our social media.
See Facebook.
But it is a sweet beer glass with the gold logo.
What do you
of his.
Call it? I mean, is that a goblet style? Like, what do you call that type of beer glass?
Man, I wish you wouldn't have asked me that.
I just wanted to make you look like you didn't know anything.
I don't. Yeah. Thank you for that. So we're going to try his Calibri Farmhouse Ale. It's I really like it, Dave. If you notice his label on his on the bottles, you'll see a hummingbird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Calibri, looks like a mechanical hummingbird or something.
Calibri means hummingbird. I can't remember what language.
Really?
Yeah, but Calibri means hummingbird.
I wonder if it's Gaelic.
I don't think it's Gaelic.
Calibri.
I don't think it is. But I was talking to Andrew about it, and I said, "Well, why?" You know, he said, "Well, one, it's really hard to find a name that's not already taken. It's really tough to do because there's so many different microbrews out there that so many names are taken." But he said, "You know, the hummingbird, they look beautiful. They're kind of majestic.
Yeah.
But they're also one of the most violent and intense birds on the planet."
What?
Yeah, I didn't know that. But they're one of the most violent birds because they kill each other. They're very territorial. And so he said,
are there YouTube videos?
I'm sure there are. I haven't looked them up. But anyway, they pack a punch. So he says he wants it to be, you know, that was kind of the idea. It's majestic, but yet it packs a punch.
Dude, what would you do if you're like walking and then all of a sudden like a 500-pound hummingbird showed up?
Dude, I would just...
You can't even outrun it.
No, I would just uppercut it. And go. And
I'd punch run. That. I'd punch that hummingbird in the face.
Not in the beak. It would kill you because it would sever. It would like
roundhouse kick it.
Yeah, maybe that. Let's try his beer though. His farmhouse.
I already did. I already know it's good.
So we're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass. Cheers to Jesus.
Cheers to Jesus
and our mother
and our Lady and all the saints in heaven.
What is the toast that you're going to give Andrew?
Oh, yes, Andrew. May all your beer be as rich and as full flavored as God would have you make them. And may they all lead us to heaven, every single drop.
Amen.
Amen. That's a good way to end a toast. I'm doing that from now on. Next time I'm at a wedding, may you guys have all the happiness in the world. Amen.
Amen.
like, wow, that was a good toast. I don't know why.
I feel like I got to make the sign of the cross now.
Best toast I've ever heard.
So the Calibri Farmhouse, you expect a fruitiness to it from the yeast and tropical notes from the hops.
Yeah.
In fact, it is kind of hoppy for an ale, for a farmhouse ale.
I agree.
Some people think that it's actually an IPA, he told me, whenever they try it. But
okay.
It's a farmhouse ale.
Uh-huh.
It's super citrusy and it has a really smooth finish. It's very easy to drink.
Yeah.
It is not, you know, some IPAs are very, you know, you want one or maybe two and that's about it because it's just heavy.
Well, and because we, you know, you excel at the virtue of moderation.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, not on top of that, Dave, I know you won't even guess this, but this is gluten free.
Really?
You would not have guessed it, would you?
These barley or something?
I don't know the whole, we'll ask him on Saturday.
We'll ask him. I'm going to ask him.
That's cool. But he actually, a lot of his beers are gluten-free. But he says he's tweaked the process or whatever to the point of, there's some gluten-free beers that you're like, ugh, you can definitely tell this is a gluten-free beer. In fact, I have one down in my fridge right now that you're like, ugh, this is not very good. This doesn't taste very good.
Yeah.
But he's tweaked it to the point where like you can't tell that this is gluten-free beer.
Huh.
So if you are...
Did you know that I'm gluten-free?
You are?
If you were to eat me, there would be no gluten.
That's good, I guess.
My muscle has no gluten in it.
Cool. I don't have anything else to say about that.
That's
but
just
cool.
I just thought you might find that somewhat interesting.
So barely.
That's really what I was going for.
Yeah. So if you are looking for a gluten-free beer that has some good flavor
this
to it,
is
that's
good.
Not a, that's not a you know a pilsner.
Yeah, I would have never guessed it was gluten free.
A lot of pilsners are gluten free.
Tastes like a good farmhouse.
Yeah, it is a very good farm. It's Calibri. It's spelled Kolibri. Calibri Ale Works.
I believe farmhouse ales are an English style beer.
I believe you're right. ClibriAleWorks.com is their website. Go check them out. They're on Facebook.
Are they
as
here
well.
In Tulsa?
They're here in Tulsa.
Okay.
But
are they new? Because
they must
be.
They're about 3 years in the making.
Oh, okay, yeah. So they are new.
But go check them out and post on their Facebook page or something. Let them know that you heard of them on the Catholic Man Show. And if you're looking for a gluten-free beer, you've been wanting one that has like some actual flavor, some oomph to it.
Right.
This is it. Calibri Ale Works.
All right.
Go check them out.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
They're getting good with gluten-free stuff these days. Like, I had a gluten-free pizza. That was fantastic.
I just, like, don't tell me if it's gluten-free. I just want to eat it.
Yeah.
Or drink it. Don't tell me about it.
Right. Because I'll judge it more.
Right, exactly. So on the other side of the break, we're going to give away something else to you. To you, the listener. Not you, Dave. But to the listener.
I want stuff.
We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. I'm David Niles, here with Adam Minahan. We're on the Lord's team, the giving stuff away side. So raise your glass, which we will give away to you if we didn't tell you. We said we got these glasses to give away. I don't know if you noticed, but I mixed up the intro there.
Barely. I barely.
Not how
it
normally
that.
Goes. But we've got these glasses to give away. Adam didn't know what they were called. I suggested goblet glasses, but I don't know if that's right.
I don't think it is.
But I know it's more right than what Adam said, because he didn't say anything.
That's fair.
And so here's how you get them. We're going to be at the Ruts and Guts event, which is out by NSU. Mm-hmm. I think it's at the park. There's like a park
right
directly
the
east from the highway. Mm-hmm. I believe that's where it'll be taking place. Mm-hmm. But you should Google it to find out.
Or go to Facebook and go to Ruts and just type in Ruts. In the letter, Ruts in Guts, and it'll come up.
Right, because the last time I tried to do that, I was at work, and they did not let me get on Facebook at work. So it was unsuccessful. But anyway, check it out. That's where we will give these glasses away. We have two of them to the first person to come and find us at the event. We'll be the ones like with the weird looking headphones on, and say, "Hey, I heard about you giving glasses away. I want them. I want the glasses." And we'll say, "Here you go, sir." And we'll be recording live, but just walk up to us.
Mm-hmm. And tell us.
And tell us.
And we may respond, "Be a man, be a saint."
And do 5 push-ups.
That was his part. I can't.
I don't know. I'll assess your physical stature and decide whether or not you need to do 5 push-ups.
But yeah, so if you come to us at the Ruts and Guts Festival, Andrew will actually be there. We'll actually talk to him and interview him and talk to him about these beers. But we will actually give away these beer goblets type of beer glasses to the first person who comes up to us and tells us, "Hey, I heard you on the Catholic Man Show, and I want these glasses."
I don't know Andrew. Never talked to him.
I have.
I know you have, but I haven't. Mm-hmm. But I'm just willing to bet that if you get these glasses and you walk up to him and be like, "Hey, Mr. Whitney, I'm the guy who won these glasses that you're giving away. I demand that they be filled with your beer." I'll bet you he does it.
I bet you he does as well.
That's all I'm saying is that I'll bet you he does it.
I think that's probably
I'll bet you
good
don't even have to ask nicely.
Yeah. You could almost demand.
That's the word I chose that word.
Yeah.
So anyway, just keep that in mind also. Because if you've done 5 push-ups, you might be thirsty.
Yeah, I would be.
But we got other stuff to give away.
Dude, we have, like, another thing to give away.
Feels good. It feels right.
Like, I'm glad to do it. So, here's the deal. The guys who have become friends of the show, which we've started developing more guys who've become friends of the show, we're instantly going to give one away to a friend of the show.
So they're all getting one?
No.
Oh, we're giving one of them away. Okay.
One of them away to a friend of the show. Mm-hmm. You ask me what is a friend of the show.
What is a friend of the show?
I'm glad you asked, Dave. It is a certain individual who wants to up their game in manliness.
Mm-hmm.
and they decide to go to breadboxmedia.com. There's a little tab that says friend of the show. They click on it, and they decide to donate $10 a month mm-hmm. to the show.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is we send them a Glencairn Catholic Man Show glass.
Or options in the future,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah. Yeah. They're not in yet, but...
But very soon.
Or a beer stein, a Catholic Man Show beer stein, with a bumper sticker and Thanksgiving. But we also put them into a Facebook friends group, and we have a newsletter that goes out at least once a month.
And you get the private content.
And the exclusive private content.
That's
we
right.
also just like give away things randomly to them. So anyway, $10 a month, it's not a whole lot. It helps us with the show, but it also gives you, like, talk to anybody else who's a friend of the show. Talk to Andrew Joseph there's a lot.
Rich Lamb.
Scott Pertner. There's a ton of guys.
There's a lot of guys. Too many to name.
Yeah, too many to name.
Mike Miley is one of them.
Mike Miley. Yeah, the drummer for Rival Sons.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, talk to them. I guarantee you they'll say it's definitely worth $10 a month.
You know who else is a friend of the show?
Who?
Jesus Christ.
Definitely is.
He's a big fan of the show.
Big fan.
You know why? Because he was a man.
Yes. The ultimate.
That's right.
The ultimate man.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway... So let's talk about what we're going to give away.
Okay, talk about it.
Okay, it's called the Wallet Rosary.
Intriguing. Tell me more.
Okay. It's go to walletrosary.com.
It's almost like an inverse rosary.
Ooh, okay, so let me explain what it is. Go to walletrosary.com for more information. And that's it.
Wallet Rosary!
So Wallet Rosary, it's a almost like credit card size, stainless steel, very thin.
It's very masculine.
Very masculine plate.
I like things that have the word steel in it.
Yes, me too. I sell steel.
That's true, you do.
So, I'm not sure what kind of stainless steel. Maybe 316L? I don't know.
Okay. Kind of what I was thinking. 316, 317L.
Yeah.
Okay. Somewhere in there.
Good. I'm glad that's what you were thinking. But it has 10 punched holes throughout it. Around the edges. A cross in the middle. And a cross at the...
And the cross is like mesh.
Mesh cross. And then at the bottom...
I mean, it's still the steel, but it's like little tiny holes punched out...
Right.
...in a mesh pattern.
CNC'd.
To create a cross.
So, I think that we've all experienced the whole put a rosary in your pocket and you pull it out and it's completely tangled. Or you leave a rosary in your pocket...
Through the
wash.
Or the wash, as some people say.
Yeah. And if it's a rope rosary, it gets frayed or it gets annihilated.
Soapy.
If it's a chained rosary, you know, a lot of times it gets tangled up or it breaks.
Or rusty.
So their motto is always be prepared.
Be prepared.
Do you get it? The play on words?
Mm-hmm. I do get it.
Be prepared for the day. And so it is something that you can put in your wallet, and you can always have something to help you pray the rosary.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be a really good...
Also, I wonder if it would fly. Like, what if you threw it like a frisbee?
Oh, I'm sure.
Hang on, I'm going to go over here. You throw it to me.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
I'm going over here.
I'm not doing it. It is... Okay, I'll do it. Yeah, it can definitely fly. It definitely flies.
It totally worked.
Okay. But you can go to walletrosary.com. They're $12.50 for one of them. It's a way to keep your rosary, like I said, keep a rosary on you without worry.
That thing is like a weapon in a literal and a spiritual way.
Mm.
That thing really came at me. Put some zing on it, didn't you there, buddy?
But they're really cool. You can put them on, like I said, you can put it in your wallet. You'd mentioned, Dave, that you would really like it while you're flying on an airplane.
Yeah, so whenever I'm on an airplane, I always say, like, if I have to fly, I don't fly very often, but if I am flying, I always say, well, that's when I'll say my rosary. But I don't like to bust out the rosary beads on the airplane just because I feel like it's going to freak some people out. You know, like...
What are you praying about?
Why is the guy praying? Does he know something? Are we going down? Are we all going to die?
Right.
You know, and that's ridiculous. I don't think people are actually doing that, but I still feel that way. Like, I just don't want to make anybody uncomfortable, and I don't need to have the rosary out. I mean, so, usually I just use a rosary ring in my pocket or something, but
mm-hmm. So,
you could use this too.
So, we have three of them. Here's how we're going to give all three away. One goes to friends of the show. So you have between now and the next show to become a friend of the show to get entered into the drawing.
Okay.
Randomly. We select them randomly. Google selects it.
Google, they're good at stuff.
Yeah. The next one, we're going to have an Instagram giveaway. So go to our Instagram page, the Catholic Man, at the Catholic Man Show, and you can check out how to win it there. The last one, Dave, how do you want to give away the last one? We have three of them.
You know what we should do?
Tell me.
We should hide it somewhere in the city of Tulsa and give clues on how to find its location.
No, we're not doing that. See, this is why...
It's a brilliant idea.
This is why I pick out how to give things away, and I just don't even tell
you
about it. You
ask me, and I know. I hit one out of the park.
I almost immediately regretted
just like,
it.
You're like, hey, you're a hater.
You know what we're going to do?
You're a hater.
You know what we're going to do? Here's what we're going to do.
Tell me.
Are you ready?
Go ahead, hater.
Okay. We're going to give one to Father Brian O'Brien.
Okay.
And he is going to pick out somebody from Bishop Kelly
to frisbee it at
to give it to him.
Okay.
A student at Bishop Kelly. So if you're listening and you're a student at Bishop Kelly, you may be getting a wallet rosary.
Is it bulletproof? Like what if it?
No, it's definitely not bulletproof.
Like what if
it's
in your breast pocket? You know, like in
way
the movies,
a,
and
wait,
someone shoots you and it saves your life.
So recap: friend of the show gets one. Instagram. And then if you know Father Brian O'Brien,
mm-hmm.
go hit him up because he is going to give away the third one.
My plan was to try to come up with a way before you said that last, the third one, about giving it to Father O'Brien and he's going to give it away to a high school student. I was like thinking, all right, how can I win all three of these?
You can't do that
I'm
now.
A friend of the show. Whatever it is on Instagram, I'll do it. And then you drop the bomb on me.
Yeah, there you go.
So now I'm going to have to pretend to be a high school student, and it's going to make me... I don't like lying, you know, especially to win a rosary. I don't like doing that.
Father Brian O'Brien is going to be also at our Theology at the Tower event, fundraiser.
I know.
I love Father Brian O'Brien.
He's very cool, yeah.
He's helping us out quite a bit. So we're going to give one away to a Bishop Kelly student, or just whoever actually Father Brian O'Brien deems... worthy.
So you're saying there is a chance.
There is a chance.
All right.
Very small.
I'm back in the game.
Back in the game. So, Dave, let's talk just briefly. Let's give it a little teaser.
Got a couple seconds.
Okay, a teaser for our topic.
Here comes the music.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You know, this last week was Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You knew that.
I remember.
Are you still in a food coma?
Clearly, I remember it.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about gratitude.
Okay.
As a man. Like,
okay.
What it looks like to have gratitude, and the virtue of gratitude.
I'm thankful for that idea.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah.
So stick around. Right after this break, we're going to bust into the man topic. We're on the Lord's team.
The giving stuff away for Freeside!
So raise your Calibri beer glass.
We'll be back.
Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. We are on the Lord's team, the winning side, so we raise our glass. And today our glass is full of the Calibri Ale Works, a local brewery here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a farmhouse ale. We are going to be giving away two beer glasses at the Ruts and Guts Beer Festival here in Broken Arrow on December 3rd. I almost said September for some reason. On December 3rd. We'll be out there from 3 to 5. We didn't even mention that. 3 to 5 p.m. That's when we're going to be there.
Oh, yeah. That's
important.
I'm glad we got that down.
Yeah, 3 to 5. We also just told you about the Wallet Rosary, which is the man gear of the week. Go to walletrosary.com. You can check that out and see where we're going to be giving away three of them. If you're a friend of the show, you're automatically in a drawing. You're also going to be getting one if you're a follower of Instagram and you participate in our giveaway, and then the third one we're going to give away to Father Brian O'Brien. He's going to give away the third one. So check them out, though, at walletrosary.com. It's really fun. It looks like a manly item. It's a good way to make sure that you are pre-prayered for the day. So what we're going to talk about this week, the main topic, is gratitude. And I think it's very fitting. I think it kind of rolls into what we've been talking about anyway. You know, last week we talked about prayer and prayer life.
Yeah.
And I think that this kind of just supplements.
They really are linked.
Yeah, I think it supplements me. what our last week's topic was. In fact, even the week before that, we talked about penance, the sacrament of reconciliation. You can really link all of these together, like they're just kind of rolling into each other, bleeding into each segment. Mm-hmm. But gratitude is something that is almost a lost art form in today's society, because Thanksgiving and gratitude are different things.
Did you know that? Have you noticed people don't know how to receive a compliment? Have you noticed this about people?
It
seems like most people, at least people our age, tend to behave in one of two ways. They will either, when someone gives them a compliment, they will either deny the compliment by putting themselves down, like, oh, you, if someone's a singer, oh, you sang so beautifully. Oh, well, you know, I'm just trying to do, you know, I'm just trying to wail through it, you know, just put themselves down. Or they will feel the need to return a compliment.
Mm.
Where, oh, thank you. Well, you know, and it's like, now I feel like you gave me a compliment. I have to give you a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, we won't be even. I don't know. It's just weird. Like, when someone gives you a compliment, say thank you.
Yeah.
That's what you should do. I don't know why I had to say that on air, but I think I did.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
So if you just think about that. Next time someone compliments you.
I think it's important that we define gratitude.
Okay, good.
As we're talking about it, you know, I think that establishing terms.
Listen, dude, you don't have to convince me to define terms right up front, okay?
I think that's a good thing to do.
Because when people don't define terms, I use it to my advantage.
Because
then I define the term, and you probably won't like the way I define it, because it's going to work out well for me.
Right. So, let's define it. Gratitude is a virtue by which a person acknowledges, interiorly or exteriorly, gifts received and seeks to make at least some return for the gift conferred.
Say that last part again.
I'm just going to repeat it.
Okay.
Virtue by which a person acknowledges, interiorly or exteriorly, gifts received and seeks to make at least some return for the gifts conferred.
Okay.
So I think the reason why it's important to talk about gratitude is that I think a lot of men, like you actually mentioned one or two people. I think a lot of men will just say, thanks. You know, when received a compliment or something like that, thanks.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
Yeah, I guess that's another thing that people do. It's kind of the opposite of what I was saying.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
And expect that's the end. So, you know, St. Thomas says on gratitude, by fostering the virtue of gratitude, we will not only love God, but love him because we are absolutely convinced of his love for us.
Yeah.
Which is super, I mean, that's super awesome. It's such an awesome, I love St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, you know, the reason why we're so grateful, we have gratitude, is because we realize that we're completely, and we're convinced of the love that God has for us.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a self, it's a two-way street, right? We receive and we give.
Uh-huh.
Right? And, like the Eucharistic prayer at Mass, you know, which is the heart and summit of the celebration of the Mass.
Right.
You know, Eucharistic means thanksgiving. You know, so we'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of our show, but it all ties back into the whole summit and of who we are as Christians. Gratitude is the highest form, almost the highest virtue. The highest form of virtue possible.
Is it?
At least that's what some have said.
Okay. You know, like, there are certain virtues, like, humility gets kind of intermingled with every other virtue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, charity gets intermingled with every other virtue. You know, it's like, well...
Yeah, because it's like, out of charity, out of humility, you do
right,
this.
Exactly. That's like, well, you're thankful out because of your humility, because you realize that you don't deserve these things in the first place.
Right.
You know, if you think that you're owed something, even if you're glad it was given to you and thankful that it was given to you, you still at the end of the day like think, well, you owed it to me.
Right.
You know, then that's, you're not really thankful, I guess, in the first place. But
right. So I think that there's three things that I want to talk, like three parts of gratitude that we should talk about today. And these are three things that I didn't really think about until I started studying up for this episode. The three things are thanks reflecting, thanks saying, and the third one is thanksgiving. All three of those parts make up gratitude.
So the thanksgiving is really the last step.
The last step. Right. Because and so let's talk about thanks reflecting, because I think that's a that's the meatiest part of this whole three parts of the gratitude.
Yeah, so we're back to contemplative prayer,
which bleeds in from our last topic.
Yeah.
So St. Thomas Aquinas says the recollection of divine benefits is really thanks reflecting.
The recollection of divine
benefits.
Just recalling
what God has given
thinking
you.
About all of the
because,
gifts you've been given.
Exactly. Because without it, we may never realize God's love for us individually. We may never understand or fully comprehend. We won't fully comprehend it anyway, but we won't even acknowledge the personal love that God has for each of us. Because everything that we have has been given to us from God.
I mean, I think there's a lot of guys out there who say, oh, I'm pretty thankful. Like, I thank God for a lot of things every day. Think about all the things you've taken for granted in the last 20 seconds.
Oh, there's so much.
Yeah, that's a long list
that's a
of
long
things
list.
You have taken for granted.
Right. So I think that it's important to talk about real quick that bleeds in from our last topic of prayer of how to do this recollection, how to meditate on the divine benefits that God has given us.
Okay.
And one of the main things that I think would be beneficial to you, the listener, and to us, Dave, is through a daily examine of prayer. Okay, a daily
reflection. This is one of my weaknesses.
Right, because, in fact, if you want to learn about meditative prayer, just as a side note, Tan puts out a book called Ways of Mental Prayer.
Okay.
And it's a dry book. It is not a fun read, but it is a great way of learning how to do mental prayer.
Textbook.
Yes, yes. So anyway, just as a side note. But, you know, when we do a daily examination of conscience, people think about that and relate it to right before they go to confession, right? Which bleeds into two topics ago.
Right.
And they think about, it's kind of a me-centered ideology. Thank you.
I'll be here all day.
Thank you. Because it's all about what I have failed to do, right? What have I done wrong?
Right.
What have I not lived up to my expectations? But if you do a daily examination of conscience with God centered around it, the examination of conscience is a little differently. It's focused entirely on our response to God's graces throughout the day. So it's like, what has happened that God has given us something, and how do we respond to it?
Yeah.
Because with this comes the growth and awareness that God gives us graces throughout the day and how we are so dependent on Him. Example.
So, okay, yeah.
Most men, you know, we get up early in the morning and we go to work. First of all, before we even go to work, we turn on a hot shower. All right, have you ever been grateful for a hot shower? Because most people don't get a chance to have a hot shower in the morning in the world.
I gave up hot showers for Lent one year.
It's not fun.
It sucked.
Yeah, it's not fun at all.
It's the worst.
Then we get into our automobile and drive to work. Most of us get into an automobile and drive to work. How often have you been thankful that you have an automobile?
Only when my heated seat stops working.
Right.
I mean, God.
Then we pull into the parking lot of our work, and are you thankful that you have a job? A lot of people don't have a job.
Especially these days.
Don't have an income.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you're coming home to, you know, at least for me and you, Dave, we're coming home to people who absolutely love us, who completely care about us. How thankful have you been, even if you've had a stressful day, an intense day, one that you want to pull your hair out, you know, because it's been such a tough day, but you come home and you pull up into the driveway, and you know that you have your wife and your kids that are ready to greet you and love you so much. You know, they're so excited to, like, have you thought about that? There's people who are lonely in this world. You know, there are people who don't have that. You know, if you don't have, you know, there's people who don't have wives and kids and family members and friends, you know, who are lonely in this world, and we take for granted those relationships.
Oh, absolutely.
So, anyway, you can kind of take this ideology Ideology.
I'm here all day.
Anyway, take that and extend it throughout your day. When we get back, we'll dive into the other
two. A lot more to say on this.
We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
Raise your glass.
Welcome back, brothers, to the Catholic Man Show.
And sisters.
And sisters. We're brothers in Christ. In the 70s, you know, they went through and, like, changed all the lyrics to songs where it had traditionally said, you know, brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And they said brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And the song, like, doesn't flow anymore because they obviously tried to, you know.
Or children. Children.
All the libs went through and ruined the music.
Let's not even get into that.
I said it. Not
well,
ashamed.
Well, I understand. But we'll divert from the topic.
So, anyway, my point is, they can still be brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Of men. The race of man.
Yes.
Which is we all are. Anyway, welcome back to the show. We're drinking Calibri Ale Works.
Farmhouse ale.
A fine farmhouse ale.
Gluten-free.
Which happens to be gluten-free. Very, I wonder if that's like something that's easier to do in a farmhouse ale.
I don't know. We'll ask Andrew on Saturday.
We need to brew some beer so we can like get more intimacy with it.
I agree. If you're not in Oklahoma and you want to listen to our live feed, you know, our live remote,
you can do that on our website.
You can do that. Mm-hmm. stmichaelradio.com/stream.
Or you can just go to stmichaelradio.com and click on the listen live button. Or you could get the app.
Yes, get the app.
We totes have an app, brah.
Yeah. You can look it up on Google Play or iTunes Store. Just type in St. Michael Radio, and you'll find it.
Boom. And that's also a good way to do it. So, Adam.
Yes.
You were, like, almost flying at full altitude there, I felt like, before we left.
I was getting going.
Before, yeah, that commercial break.
So, if you remember two episodes ago when we were talking about...
Dude, you know what? I'm still, like, terrified that I'm going to run into, like, a 500-pound hummingbird on the way home.
If you do, will you please Facebook
like,
Live it?
That would be, like, as terrifying as, like, a horse with wings, you know?
Well...
That's some scary stuff
right
there.
I don't
think
you have to worry about it. But if you remember...
Nothing like bees. I'm not even afraid of bees.
No. Bees?
I'd punch every bee in the face.
Yeah. I'm not even worried about bees. I don't care about bees.
Forget bees.
Well, bees are really instrumental in our world, but
that's some Dane Cook back when Dane Cook was good.
Okay, anyway, two episodes ago we were talking about confession, and we were talking about how it was manly to be self-aware, right?
Totally.
But especially what we struggle with in the lack of virtues that we have in our lives, the. Crosses that we bear or the vices that we have.
Yeah.
And the first part that we were just talking about, the self-reflecting, it helps us come together and realize what it helps us grow in virtue by focusing entirely on a response to God's graces throughout the day. With this, it comes the growth in our awareness of all the graces God sends us and how we completely depend on Him. Every day, every second.
So you're kind of talking about the difference between examination of conscience and the grateful, and you know, kind
of. Well, it's like an examination of conscience, but it's not me-centered; it's God-centered.
Right. That's what I was gonna say is that it essentially achieves the same thing because when you are realizing all of these gifts you have and mm-hmm. how you failed to live up to
or accept them.
Yeah, even accept them.
Think about how many graces God has given us, and we've just. Not accepted them.
But, you know, we have there is a duty that corresponds to each gift that we have from God.
Mm-hmm.
The gifts we have are for a reason.
Right.
He doesn't just give them to us because he wants to, like, just see what happens if I, you know, give David incredible good looks. You know, he's not just doing that, okay?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, we have a responsibility for all the gifts we have. And, like... So when you do this, it's not putting down examination of conscience at all. because that you need to do that before you go to confession, okay? But this is kind of like day-to-day stuff. At the end of the day, all the time, have this grateful attitude. I just really like this. I like what you're saying. And also, this is the key to having the happy, like, the happy existence.
Right. Okay, so that's really funny that you say that, because it's not happy people that are grateful. It's grateful people that are happy.
Word. Bro, that's what I'm saying, man.
That's what you're trying to say.
Yes.
Boom. Let's do it. Okay, so let's jump into the other two really fast, because we need to make sure we cover all this.
Last segment, I know.
The other two is thanks saying and thanksgiving.
Okay.
Okay, and so when St. Thomas...
Let me know, what's thanks saying?
Okay, so when St. Thomas discusses gratitude in the Summa, he treats it like as a sub-virtue of justice.
Sub-virtues.
Sub-virtue of justice, meaning like it is almost like our duty as, you know, to have this thanksgiving, to have gratitude.
Dude, I didn't even know sub-virtues were a thing.
Well, you need to read the Summa.
Oh my gosh.
Put that on your to-do list. Okay, so emphasizing that when we speak of the debt of gratitude, it seems that we owe something in return for the favors that are done for us. That's just kind of natural, right? We seem mm-hmm. like that we like somebody does something for you, you kind of owe them something.
Which
right?
is why I was saying people are like, oh, I have to compliment you now.
Right. So when we owe words of thanks or thanks saying, but we must also be prepared to repay our benefactor. So it's not only, like we had mentioned earlier, it's not only just saying, hey, thanks. But this is the lost virtue, I think, especially in gentlemen, of just saying thanks isn't enough. If you're truly grateful, if you're practicing the virtue of gratitude, it's not just saying thanks, but it's repaying them in some way.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily repaying them, as it is just meaning what you say. When you say thank you, like, if you really mean, you know, it's like, oh yeah, thanks. As opposed to like look someone in the eyes and say thank you.
That's why we speak of thanksgiving and not just thanks saying, because you're giving something back.
Mm-hmm.
It's a giving back of. It's not just thanks saying, but it's thanksgiving as well.
But it's not like you owe a debt to someone just because they've given you something.
Well, it means that we owe.
I mean, like a monetary. You know, it's not like you've got.
Well, it's not monetary. I mean, you got to get out of the.
Your appreciation, can't that be the.
Yeah, but
you got to
get out of
the giving?
Material aspect, mind frame.
Okay, right. That's what I'm. Okay.
I think
that's what I'm trying to say is like, doesn't mean like, oh, they gave me a favor. I owe them a favor.
Right.
You know, because then it wasn't really a favor. It was like a. Like, you know, if. You do something nice for someone, and everybody knows now you have to do something nice for me. Mm-hmm. It wasn't something nice you did.
Right.
You know,
it's
that was
genuine.
Like that was like leverage over them now that you have.
Right. It's not genuine.
Yeah.
When you're given a gift, there are two things that you should consider. One, the affection of the heart of the giver,
okay.
And then two, the gift.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And in the affection that should be returned immediately, that is, we men should express our thanks, and then the gift itself of in a timely manner. So this applies not only to our human relationships, but especially when we begin speaking of God's gifts to us. So, for example, if God gives you something, a grace, you know, not only do we say thank you, but we also maybe offer up a sacrifice for in thanksgiving for that gift. Maybe you spend more time in adoration. Maybe you offer up the Mass and thanksgiving for whatever he has graced you with.
Uh-huh.
It's not only just a thank you, but it's also a I'm giving something back.
Right.
Okay. But a lot of people, like, you know, this is God we're talking about, so how could we possibly return a gift with the affection of the heart when we cannot do that on our own? Like, we're talking about God, right? It's not something we can give back to. I mean, God has given us the power to do it by giving the virtue of charity in our hearts through baptism. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
You know, when we were baptized, he's given us charity. And the only way, charity is a habit of loving like God loves. And like all habits, it grows and strengthens with each time that we do it. Right? So mm-hmm. in order to give it back, in order for it to become like habit, or in order to become just reciprocal, almost instant, it's you have to do it over and over and over again, but we we're given it through baptism.
Yes.
That's what you have to say?
Yes.
Okay.
You look like you had more to say, so well, I was just chiming in.
Okay, good. Each time we love God in an act of charity, that love of God grows and we're drawn closer to Him. It's like the gravity that draws... This is a quote that I found. It says, it's like the gravity that draws us into the orbit of love in the Trinity, which is crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just orbiting the Trinity right now.
So Psalm 116, 12 through 14, it says, how can we repay the Lord for all the great goods done for me? I will raise up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will repay my vows to the Lord and present in the presence of all his people. And anyone reading that immediately recognizes the Eucharistic connotation of the cup of salvation and recalls to mind the word Eucharist, meaning thanksgiving in Greek. And what the Spirit is telling us through the words of the psalmist is that the person who wants to repay us, repay his debt of gratitude to God, will faithfully, actively, and regularly participate in Mass, Dave. That is the key. Like, you want to give back to God, you participate actively in the Mass. The sacrifice of Calvary is the most pleasing sacrifice to God, and our participation in it, where we offer and are offered, is the best gift we can offer to God. It's like a good father. It's like you, who's a good father, who gives his children money to buy him a gift. God gives his children something that we can give back to him.
Right.
So now we see why gratitude is so important in this, in growth of spiritual life. While justice is about equality of things, gratitude is about equality of wills. It's like you give it back.
So the moral of the story is the Mass is
the
spiritual
ultimate.
Money.
Yes, absolutely. You want to grow in spiritual gain, go to the Mass. Anyway, we've just had an awesome episode bringing some Calibri Ale Works, calibrielworks.com. Had a wallet rosary, walletrosary.com. We're going to be at Ruts and Guts December 3rd from 3 to 5. Come hang out with us. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass.